the heavy hair covering tofu launches our imagination. We liken it, for example, to an animal. And there is indeed life in it. The white, thin hair is the hypha of mucor, which gives tofu a new vitality. It's hard to believe how this food is actually made. Today, Feng Xingyu has handed over most of the work in the workshop to her elder daughter. Feng has begun to associate the future of the shop with her. The surface of soybean milk gradually coagulates, which shows that soybean is rich in oil. But to produce hairy tofu, oil isn't required. Tofu skin is hung on the chopstick. When air-dried, it becomes a byproduct of hairy tofu, another delicacy with a totally different texture. The key to producing hairy tofu is to add self-made sour juice into soy milk for fermentation. The sour substance can make soy protein clot. What's more important is that microorganisms flow into the milk with the pouring of the sour juice. It's just like burying seeds into tofu. No matter where you are in China, making tofu is extremely hard work. Family members sit down at and leave the dining table in succession. The elder sister is always the last one to come. Her sister will accompany her to finish the already cold dishes.
I don't want her to always work like this. I don't want her to...